Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that matchless, marvelous, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is that bread of God, which came down to earth some 2,000 years ago to give eternal life to all who would put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as Savior and as Lord. He alone can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. He alone can fill your life to overflowing and quench the thirst of the human spirit. Well, beloved, this is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted to have you joining us again today as we're looking into the Old Testament. Once again, remembering that the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The Old Testament is the New Testament that's concealed and hidden. And here today, we're in Exodus chapter 12. We've been considering why Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger, and what a fitting place for the Lamb of God to enter into the world. For that's who Jesus Christ is. And as John the Baptist introduced him, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Believe you me, everybody knew what John was talking about, because they had seen many lambs offered in sacrifice for sin. They may not have fully understood that Jesus Christ was going to die for sin, and yet if they connected it with lambs that were offered for sin, then they would have known that Jesus had to die for the sins of the world. And thus we read here in Exodus chapter 12, as we're looking back to the children of Israel who have been in bondage for 420 years, and God has raised up a deliverer in the household of Pharaoh, even, who was the adopted son of Pharaoh. His name was Moses. And we see that Moses was taken from the land of Egypt because he had committed murder, and he was being sought, and he had to flee for his life. He went to the land of Sinai, the area of Sinai, and there he met and married a maiden and had two sons. And God appeared to him in a burning bush and told him to go back to Egypt and lead out the children of Israel. And so he obeyed God. And God gave him power, and many miracles, many great plagues were brought upon the land of Egypt because of all the different gods that the Egyptians worshipped in an effort to let the children of Israel go. But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not let them go. And so finally God told Moses, now is the time for Israel to be delivered. Verse 1 of Exodus chapter 12, And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, that is, to eat the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. this lamb, they were to take it. And notice the instructions, verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish. It was to have no flaw about it. It is to be a male of the first year, a firstborn. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. This lamb's to be tested. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And notice the word it, shall kill it in the evening. For the whole congregation of Israel were to take the lamb and to kill it in the evening. It doesn't use the plural term to kill them, but it says it. There's a reason for that, beloved. It's not by accident. Nothing in God's Word is by accident. God has a purpose and a reason for everything, whether we understand it or not. Verse 7, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh that night roast with fire. The lamb was to be roasted. They shall eat the flesh that night roast with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire. His head with his legs and with the purtenance thereof, ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. They were to eat all of it. And if any remained, that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. Ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Why were they to eat it in haste and have be prepared for travel like that? Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, every man and beast, and execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Oh yes, beloved, here we see the lamb, a special lamb, a lamb that had been tested, a lamb that had been tried, a lamb that had been proven, a lamb that was to be offered in the stead of the firstborn of every household. Now notice again, this lamb was to be without blemish. That is, there was to be no flaw whatsoever in this lamb. It was to be completely without blemish. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 through 19, we read these words concerning the Lord Jesus. Those of you who have a New Testament, go to the book of Revelation. In front of the last book of the Bible, you'll find some little short books. One of them is 1 Peter. And in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18, we read, for as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Remember what we read over in Exodus? The lamb was to be without blemish. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, God's lamb, was without blemish, was without spot. He was without sin, my friend. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22. Here in verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Notice that. Jesus Christ did no sin. He was without sin. Again in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, we read these words, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Beloved, he was without spot. He was without blemish. He was the perfect Lamb of God, who only could take away the sin of the world. He was also, as we've read, to be a male, and so the Son of God. A male of the first year, reminding us of Christ, the firstborn. He was to be separated or kept up for 4 days, you remember, to be tested, to be tried. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, we read these words, "That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." In other words, God looks at time altogether differently from the way you and I look at time. For us, 1,000 years is a long time, but with God, it's just like one day. It's just a short, brief period of time, because Almighty God is eternal, beloved. So 1,000 years is just as a day with Almighty God. The Lamb was to be penned up for 4 days. And so from the time that Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden until the time Jesus Christ came was approximately 4,000 years, or 4 days, just like was recorded there in the book of Exodus. And the Lamb was tested for 4 days. And so it was 4,000 years or 4 days in God's way of looking at time, from the time that man sinned until the Lamb of God came to take away the sins of the world. Now, we'll discuss this further in our next broadcast, but I wonder, beloved, have you received God's Lamb? Have you put your faith and trust in Him? Have you accepted Him as your Savior? He came to die for your sin, and He's closer than the sound of my breath, my voice, His Holy Spirit, and He says, "Come unto me, I will in no wise cast you out." Call on Him, He'll save you. Till next time.